Can you begin by explaining who is behind this recall effort and what are their stated reasons for seeking the recall of three Boulder Valley School District board members?
The statute around recalling school board members is pretty specific in what they need to do. One is that they have to form a recall committee for each board member that's being recalled. In my case, there are three people in my recall committee. The people that are behind the recall and they're in the committee, their names are Kirsten Leslie, and she is from Boulder, Carlos Torrico, and then you have Michelle Van Fleet, and she lives in Lafayette. So these are the three members that are in my designated recall committee, okay? And then you asked about their reasons for the recall.
Yes.
They have stated eight particular reasons why they want a recall. Number one, it's consistently ignored dissenting opinions before making important decisions impacting staff and students. The second one is provided no meaningful oversight of unelected health officials who have presented biased, misleading, and false information at board meetings. Number three, unquestionably accepted the aforementioned officials' advice while ignoring professional credential and well-informed constituents. Number four, demonstrated a callous disregard for students' physical and mental health by mandating masks indefinitely without solid grounding in science for all students as young as age two. Number five, endangered the health of students by refusing to acknowledge legitimate medical exemptions approved by medical professionals. Number six, aggressively promoted unlicensed emergency use authorization COVID vaccines for students, including on school grounds, despite the controversial risk-benefit ratio of these products for children. Number seven, neglected to address a variety of student health and safety grievances raised by constituents throughout the district. And then number eight, purposefully avoided accountability by excluding parents from in-person participation at school board meetings. Those are the eight reasons or statements that they're calling grounds for recall.
Are the people behind the recalled parents of Boulder Valley School District students?
I really don't know if they are parents. I would assume that they are because they're talking about the safety of their kids and stuff like that. So, but I can't verify that they're parents without having to go into records and stuff like that. So,
what are your thoughts not only on this recall effort, but on other pressures being put on school boards across the country within the context of the pandemic?
Well, because of the pandemic, you know, all school boards across the country have been focused on making sure they get their kids back to school. Safety is a big, big number one priority for school boards across the nation. We are very concerned about student safety because of the pandemic, and we also follow the guidelines of our own experts, which are the public health experts. And they tell us that if you do this, you follow certain protocols, your kids are going to be safe. And they also tell us that if you follow these protocols, you can have your children in school 5 days a week. But you got to do these things, okay? And one of them is making sure the kids are wearing masks. That's a mandate from them to us, so we follow their orders. And that's what they're recalling us for, following orders, okay? So the pressure has been that pandemic has created a lot of pressure, not just on the school district, but on the part of the parents, okay? Way back in March of last year when we closed the schools down and the kids had to stay home and a lot of businesses were closed, people were losing their jobs, people were being concerned about being evicted, those that couldn't pay their rent, people, and then you had to go into remote learning, and people didn't even have computers at home or they weren't even not connected. All of those pressures came in. It's very complex. People didn't have food to eat. You know, we provided over 2 million meals last year to the people that needed to eat. So I mean, Boulder Valley School District has been doing a lot to support the safety of our children, to support the, to give families a safety net around food, okay?
When you decided to run for school board, did you ever imagine encountering a situation like this?
No, no. I mean, my whole purpose for running for the school board after years of living in Boulder, I mean decades, living in Boulder and seeing that we have equity gaps, we have opportunity gaps, we have kids of color that are not completing their public education endeavors, I decided, hey, I want to run because I think that being on the board will help me reach some of these particular closing equity gap goals. And, you know, that's the reason I ran, and that's what I was focused on. And then the pandemic came, and boom, all of a sudden you have this thing that you got to worry about, and we still have to worry about it because it's not over. No, I never, ever once thought that something like this could happen. And boy, let me tell you, when this thing happened, not only did you see educational gaps, but all kinds of gaps were exposed in our communities as far as our people of color and low-income folks are concerned.
It exposed everything, huh? It highlighted all the inequalities. Where can people go to learn more about the school board recall effort and the situation behind it?
I believe that they can probably call the Division of Election in Boulder County, and I believe they might be able to call even the school district and talk with the school board secretary. She may be able to give them information. Or they can just call individual board members like myself to learn more about it. I know that in the Latino community case, many of them come from different countries that don't have recalls. So a recall is foreign to them. They don't know because it doesn't exist. And then we have many, many immigrants in our communities, and they come from different countries, and they don't, like I said, they don't have recalls. So it's hard for them to understand even the concept. And but once they understand it, and I'm telling you, our community is so smart that they get it. Once you sit down and explain it to them, they get it. But they're also like, what? Really? Wow. It's a new political concept for them because it doesn't exist in their countries. But there's no intention from any of the board members that are being recalled or attempted to be recalled to resign. We're going to continue, and this process is going to go through because we love what we're doing. We want to continue doing what we're doing. And I've got 2 years left, before I'm term limited, and there's a lot of work that's still undone on my part, so I want to continue.
Richard Garcia is the Boulder Valley School District's board member representing District G. Thanks for speaking with me today, Richard.
Well, thank you for inviting me because I think it's critical that our community understands and knows the eight really ludicrous reasons why, or statements why, they're trying to recall three very hardworking board members in our district.